On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Basket of Phelps. Tom Withers holding down the fort today with us. Jeff is off. He'll be back with us, what, next week? He's taking full advantage of the bye, isn't he? He's smart. Dan, are you going away?
No. Yeah, I'm going to duck out for a few days next week.
You realize Dan is the Browns Radio Network. Like, if other stations are hearing it, it's because of, you know, because we have this big network.
Right.
You are the network. I might just start calling
him
network.
That is far from the truth.
It's also Mr. Waze. I'm calling him Mr. Waze here from now on.
Oh,
he's my
good.
Traffic guy.
He's better than Waze. If that's possible.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be calling the guy.
Although I will
say, I would trust
Help me
Waze.
Out of a jam, brother.
You know what's sad? Two things, and I'll get back to the Browns here in a second. Two things that we don't ever need to remember anymore. Phone numbers and directions.
Okay.
Like I've said to my kids before, I go, pay attention to where you're going in case you get lost.
And make sure you know your spouse or significant other's phone number.
Exactly.
If you don't know their social security number, which you probably should as well, you need to know their phone number. I've been in that jam a couple of times.
I gotta be honest, this is sad. I don't know my kids' number.
You don't?
I don't. If I had to think about it, maybe I could figure it out. I know my wife's number. That's all that really matters. So.
Hey, this is today's task, then.
To remember my kids' numbers.
Let's do it.
But to remember, I mean, it was easy when we were kids. It was 7 numbers, and that was it. And the great trick was to go to a payphone. Kids, ask your parents about that if you're listening. You'd go to a payphone, and everybody knew like the prefix to the number. So, like, if you lived in Cleveland Heights, it was either 932 or 321. And what you would do to save a dime or save a quarter, which now seems crazy. You would go to the payphone as fast as you can. You would wait for them to answer on the other end. And if you knew the number of the payphone, all you had to do was say the last, you'd put the quarter in and then it would pick up real quick and you'd go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tricks of the
and
trade.
Then you'd hang up
and they'd call right back.
And you'd get your quarter back and then they would call you back on that same payphone.
You remember calling collect?
Oh my God. Yeah. All the time.
All the time. From Ohio State. I used to do it back to home in New York all the time.
The other one was long distance.
Yeah.
Which
got pricey.
Oh, man.
It was ridiculous.
And you were going to get busted if you were trying to talk to somebody who didn't live. If you had to dial a 1 before you were dialing anything, you were in trouble.
Do you remember the phone numbers from the homes you lived in as a kid?
Oh, I know them. I know them all the time. And I still know my friends' numbers.
So do I.
From when I was a kid.
And I blew their minds at a recent get-together where I rattled off just about everybody's phone numbers. They're like,
isn't that crazy?
What the hell? How did you do that?
But while you're sitting here, like me, almost half a century later, you're sitting there going, yeah, I still remember those numbers, but I don't know my kid's number.
Right.
That's sad, man. It's really sad.
We were talking about that recently too. The phone on the wall in the kitchen where you would extend the cord into the dining room and, you know, mom screaming at me like, you're going to wreck that phone.
Dan, you never had rotary.
No.
Did you know?
Yeah, I did.
You had a rotary phone?
Oh, yeah. I had a friend with a rotary phone, and I enjoyed nothing more than calling my mom from it, going, Mom, using a rotary phone. And she'd be like, why is that cool? Why are you bothering me? There's better things to do. Go play.
And when AT&T came out with cordless phones, man, if you had one of those,
big living.
You were rich.
You were.
You were rich.
It took you 2 hands to hold the darn thing, but yeah, it was big living.
Just funny, the last part of the story. So a buddy of mine, who I still talk to, his son actually works for the Cavaliers now. And he lives in D.C. He went to Ohio State, right? And I don't know, he was going through one of the dorms at one point. Maybe like, I think he lived in Oscar. And somebody got really mad at the payphone and ripped the cord out.
Okay.
And so all that was remaining was the handset and the cord. And it was right when cell phones were first coming out. And just as a joke, this guy was a total jokester, right? He took the cord and the handset and put it in his backpack and walk around campus at Ohio State and try to act like he was important. Like, that was such a big
deal. That's a move, yeah. Good for him.
Oh, man. I can't. And he got married. Somebody actually fell in love with him. That's crazy. All right, let's go back. What should the Browns' strategy be moving forward here now? What should they be thinking? And
in terms of beyond scoring points on Sundays or Thursday nights?
Like, what's the goal here? Like, why are I'll even take it back a step. Like, we're vested on Sundays like nobody's business. And somehow, some way, we all believe on Sunday that when the Browns run out on the field, no matter who they're playing, that game means as much as Super Bowl.
The emotions take over on Sundays.
It's Sunday, so man. True. We got to win. It's Sunday. I don't care what we say. All week we told you this team is horrible. I hate that quarterback. Our line is getting old. We have no wide receivers. Why we can't do it? And then on Sunday, all of a sudden, poof, we wake up and we're like, oh.
And for the most part, to your point, Andy, everybody seems to accept that Monday through Saturday.
What is wrong with us?
Well, you know, many of us in Cleveland have an unhealthy obsession and relationship with this Browns team. It's gone on for 50 years.
They're like, to be honest, like our passion should probably, I mean,
be directed somewhere
between the Cavaliers and the Guardians, like 100%. If, you know, it was the same passion that the Indians felt, that passion when the Browns were gone. There was no question about it.
So the strategy going forward this year, I mean, obviously, you know, unfortunately, Schlesinger, who I think has played at an unbelievable level. I mean, I was blown away by him in training camp and the preseason, you know, knowing the responsibilities that he has as a middle linebacker and play caller for this defense, for Schwartz's defense, which is fairly complicated.
Right.
He's obviously a bright kid. He's obviously very talented as well. Now, there's been some times where he's gotten himself out of position because he's a little bit gung-ho at times, and a step or two, as you know, in the pro game can lead to a big play, right?
Right.
But he's been terrific. I think the strategy going forward here is, like, keep these kids healthy, keep them positive and productive, you know, evaluate this rookie class as best you can, you know, try to get what you can out of this quarterback situation. I know we're going to talk about this ad nauseum, and for good reason, because it is.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is the one thing that continues to hang over this franchise more than anything else. The lack of a quarterback. You saw what Drake May has done to the Patriots. You watched that, right?
Yeah.
Firsthand on Sunday.
But why can't we be the Patriots, Tom? Why is it?
Made the worst trade in NFL history. Well, doesn't help.
It's not just that. It's everything since the team backed up and moved. Like, most teams, like, okay, we'll have a down year. We'll have another down year, a decent draft. Okay, well, we're back in it. Oh, we're playoff competitive. Oh, we might win a game. Okay, now we're going back down here.
Right.
Okay, now we're going back up, 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 up. We're like,
and the league is designed to keep you competitive,
yes,
and they still can't.
So at least now, and I mean, look at Kevin's numbers compared to other coaches that have been here before. At least we get to dip our toe in the water,
right,
about being competitive late in the season and having the opportunity to make the playoffs. Right. I mean, that's the step forward. It's taken 26 years or whatever to get to.
Exactly, Andy. And unfortunately, too, is that you had an ownership group that, you know, was obviously impatient early on and then felt like they had learned their lessons and then started to practice some patience at the same time then that they make this historically bad trade, right? Which just compounds things. And it just leads to a trickle-down effect across the board. You know, they've got to figure out, you know, they've got to start getting these, not only this rookie class, but, you know, you brought up Zinter before, you brought up Whipler before. Offensive line depth, that they got to find out if those guys are keepers going forward, right? That's another part of this strategy. The other thing I think we need to talk about, and I'm sure we will, is this Myles Garrett situation, because I know a lot of people were kind of up in arms that they didn't trade him when the contract demand came down in December, right?
But it was a mixed bag of emotion. Like, some people were like, hey, man, if he's going to go, let him go now. Let's do this now. If he doesn't want to play here, which is what he's telling everybody on press row at the Super Bowl, let him go, let him go, let him go. And then on the other side, like, why would you let one of the best defensive players in the NFL leave? He's on your roster right now. Why wouldn't you build around him? Why wouldn't you move forward? And, you know, if you look at it now, they're in good shape now on defense.
Oh, they're in great shape, except he's not happy, and he's performing at an unbelievable level, and you saw the way he behaved on Sunday. You know, the optics were terrible, weren't they?
Oh.
And now you're up against the trade deadline.
I say, is he a captain? Yes. Is he a leader? No, he's not. He just isn't. I'm sorry.
I think he's more of one than he's ever been, though, Andy.
But I look at Sunday and that picture of him sitting on the bench all alone at the end, and I felt the frustration for him at the end of the game when they took him out. I understood why they took him out. I mean, it didn't make any sense at that point to have him out on the field. But in his mind, if he's got alpha dog waves going between his ears, he's thinking, I want my sixth sack.
He wants a Derek Thomas record. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. And so then I think that there's a fine line between, you know, what is statistically good for you and what is good for the team, and then what is good for your long-term health.
Well, and that's a coaching decision, and that's fine. I had no problem with that.
So, he is an amazing football player. I have nothing for respect for him out on the field. But there are just times I'm like, is this – if you're that passionate at the end of the game, why aren't you getting in people's faces in the beginning of the game?
Yeah, you know, that's just it.
That's like, be that captain at the beginning, the middle, and the end. And that's, I think, we're looking for something like that. And I don't necessarily know if that's today's game, or maybe I'm just outdated, or what the situation is.
But it's a good read by you. I'm the same way, and I'm almost the same way when he speaks on Fridays, because I'm typically out there helping out Scott Petrak, good friend of the show and good friend of mine with the Elyria Chronicle. I'm doing some freelance work for him. So I've been out there on Friday. So I'm out there for every Myles Garrett news conference, right? And there's weeks, to your point, Andy, about being a leader. There's weeks where Myles starts talking and I almost want to say, nah, stop right there.
Right.
You've said enough, because you're about to go down, or you're about to get yourself into some choppy waters where you're going to say something bad against the organization, whatever, that's going to turn into a national headline and everybody's going to think you're going to want to get out of town and what have you. You know, but it is a real conversation I think we need to have here leading into the trade deadline. Can they trade him? Yeah, it's possible. I just don't know what you're going to get back in compensatory that's going to make any sense whatsoever, right?
Well, I mean, Browns fans around here are like, well, let's get 3 first-round picks. You know, we want Deshaun Watson. Well, that contract is. I mean, you read about that, you read about the dead cap stuff, you're like, I don't know if it's, you know, are you going to rip up your contract then? Is the NFLPA going to be okay with that?
Yeah.
Is it look like tampering? Is it real? What is it?
There's ways for it to happen, but you've already gotten to the point 10 months ago where you acknowledge that we can go forward together, right? You had a come to Jesus meeting with Myles. But
like, Browns fans sit around and go, well, you know, did he just do it for the money? Okay, if he just did it, well, just admit it. Like, I know he's never going to do it, but if he was just looking for more money, then just come out and say, hey, I want more money, and kind of hold out that way rather than say trade.
Which is why I thought it was a ploy from the get-go.
Yeah, why? He was like, oh, I love the fans, I love all this, but
I think that's true. I do. I think that's genuine. I think he likes it here.
And like LeBron, I don't have any problem with a legitimate superstar putting pressure on the organization to make sure that the players that are around him are they're not going to be the same level, but enough to make the team around him better. And I might have been one of the few people around here that loved the fact that LeBron was signing these, you know, 2-year deals with 1-year extensions, because it constantly
put pressure on the
general manager to bring in good players and don't go cheap.
Yep. No, I'm with you. I'm with, you know, and I agree with you 100% too. I mean, Myles is a once in a not in a lifetime, but damn close to it. He's the best defensive player in Browns history, which is saying a lot.
Right? Yeah.
And so, I'm just still puzzled by, remember when he alluded to, I know the plan, and,
yeah,
you know, here he comes, Andrew, and yeah, like, well, you know, what's coming next? So, I think this is a good week, though, for Miles to kind of take a deep breath as well and come to the realization that this is going to be a long grind of a season. It's not headed in a good direction right now. So he's got to come to that reality.
But there are people out there again that want to regroup and come and circle back around and say, why wouldn't they try to trade him before the 4th coming up here on November 4th?
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.